This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. These are the headlines from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Here's what happened the week of June 7th through June 13th. June 7th, in 1933, Henry Armstrong knocks out Ricky Hall in the third round. In 1993, Tommy Morrison defeats George Foreman in Las Vegas to win the WBO heavyweight title. In 2007, Carey Price leads the Hamilton Bulldogs to the Calder Cup Championship and is named the AHL Playoff Most Valuable Player. In 2018, TJ Oshie wins the Stanley Cup with the Washington Capitals. In 2024, Gabby Lemieux shoots 2 under par during the opening round of the Firekeepers Casino Hotel Championship. June 8, in 1937, Bob Johnson records Philadelphia's only hit in a loss to Detroit. In 1990, Joe Louis is inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. In 1990, Henry Armstrong is inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. June 9, in 1937, Henry Armstrong stops Mark Diaz at 35 seconds of the fourth round. In 1990, Tommy Morrison knocks out Charles Woolard in the second round. June 10th, in 1912, John Tortes Myers hits for the cycle against the Chicago Cubs at the Polo Grounds. In 1971, the Detroit Red Wings draft Henry Boucher with the 16th pick in the NHL draft. In 1995, Tommy Morrison stops Donovan Razor Ruddock in the sixth round to win the vacant IBC heavyweight title. June 11, in 1915, Jack Dempsey fights Johnny Sudenberg to a 10-round draw. In 1943, Henry Armstrong defeats Sammy Angott by 10-round unanimous decision. In 1970, Reggie Leach is drafted by the Boston Bruins. In 1989, Orville Moody wins the Mazda Senior Tournament Players Championship by 2 strokes. In 1989, Tommy Morrison stops Ricky Nelson in the second round. In 1990, Marvin Camel fights the final bout of his professional boxing career against Eddie Taylor in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In 2022, Dexter Stacy earns a third-place finish at Sunset Speedway in the Leland Industries 300. June 12. In 1938, Bob Johnson hits 3 home runs and drives in all 8 runs in a victory over the Browns. June 13. In 1987, Virgil Hill knocks out Marcos Giraldo in the second round. In 2010, Danny Little Red Lopez is inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame.
That's a look at this week in Indian All-Stars history. To support the project and help us keep telling these stories, visit IndianAllStars.com, where every purchase helps us honor Native athletes and their impact on the game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes, past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history. But as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.